That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are in the last week of February. March starts on the Wednesday, and tonight I will be discussing the month of March, 2023. March brings in, with its winds, the type of energy that we have been anticipating for a long time. As many of you know, we have strong and powerful transits of Saturn changing signs, and that happens on March 8th, and Pluto changing signs, and that happens on March 23rd, both within a week and a half of each other. Yes, it truly will be March Madness, and I'm not talking about sports. These are very important outer planets. They take a long time to go around the sun. Saturn takes 29 years and Pluto takes 240 years to go around the sun. That's called a cycle. And take a long time to pass through each of the 12 signs. It is a very, very big deal when these planets actually change signs. I hope you wrote down the dates. This signals a new generation, a new social identity, a new collective theme in the collective consciousness, as well as a different backdrop for many events that we try to control. These are new energies, and they're going to give us a preview in March of what's coming for the next few years. Just let me remind you that Pluto will retrograde back into Capricorn to make sure it didn't forget anything and to wind things up this year, and that happens in July. So it's in Aquarius from March until July. And then it goes back into Capricorn and says, now let me do another search. Maybe there's more to come out, more to clean up. So we will not only get a taste of Pluto and Aquarius, we have to know that it isn't done yet. Because what comes out in March is going to take a while to clean up. It's not done yet, totally, with Capricorn. But as it shifts into Aquarius for these few months, we will get a good insight into the bigger story at play in our lives, as well as the way that we are evolving. Everything is going to change for everybody. There is a glimpse into your personal evolution that you will see in the month of March, as well as a launching point, a new beginning for a really big life change. Whenever Saturn or Pluto changes signs, it's a good time for you to reassess major commitments in your life, the sources of power that give you independence or give you strength, like your mother, your father, your siblings, your family, and close friends. People that are important to you and people who you look up to. It's important to look at this and to do a review in March, or perhaps before that, and start to separate the source and change things and get a better idea of how you want to proceed and live your life from now on. I'm sure a lot of you are feeling some oppression and know that you have to make a change, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Pluto is the strongest planet in our solar system, and it deals with life force and death, and how one is self-sustaining. Saturn is also like that. So this assessment will bring you a realignment and inner strength. Sources like food, money, your work, your living situation. This is a powerful time to change that if you want, or to plan the change when Pluto returns into the sign of Aquarius in late September. In a moment, we have a teetering. I'm on a seesaw. I have a feeling of, do I want to commit or do I not want to commit? Do I want to change anything or do I not want to change anything? This teetering effect is very normal. We are waiting for an outer signal to move us along. Don't try to hurry too much or rush things along, although all planets are direct now until mid-April. You will feel an inner urging when to move ahead. When is the right time for you? For the most part, I do feel that March will be a huge month for implementing changes. It's also a time of rebirth. It's a time of flowering. As you know, spring is in the air. Pluto changing sign in a 240-year cycle is at the time of the spring equinox, and it's very strong energy, especially for rebirth. The spring equinox represents the astrological new year, and the sun moves into Aries, the first sign in the zodiac. Now, Pluto moving into Aquarius represents freedom, and Saturn moving into Pisces represents illusions and dreams, imagination. Together, they defy the basic status quo. Whatever the move is for you, it may not be traditional. For example, some friends of mine sold their home and possessions for a travel van to live out of and to move across the country at will. They didn't want to own property or own a home. That's very non-traditional. They're happy, but it is non-traditional. It will be very difficult for the traditional people to understand how the untraditional, the unconventional people are thriving. It will be very hard for some people who want tradition to understand how unconventional they will have to be to continue to thrive. This dynamic will continue on, and I've talked about this since the opening of the 2020s and before. The tug of war is not going to end. We cannot judge the collective consciousness. It has become very difficult to be chained into one way of doing things, to have everything aligned and relying on outmoded ideas. New ideas will have to come forth, but we must make sure the alternative is available and works before we jump the gun. So if we're changing over from fossil fuels to electric, we have to make sure that the grid is operating and that there's enough stations to redo our cars and all of that before we jump the gun. Basically, It's great to diversify your life now, but not to the extent that everything loses meaning. You cannot say, for example, that all of us must have electric cars before you set up a system to make that possible. And that has not been accomplished yet. Also, be aware of what it takes to build electric cars, the fossil fuel and components needed this time to produce the elements for the battery for the electric cars. Yes, we are on our way to becoming great and fabulous discoveries, but they are not grounded as yet. It's a focus, it's a desire. That's just the beginning. This is a process we all need to go through, but don't throw out the baby and leave the dirty bathwater. I think what to be careful of in March is spreading things out too much so nothing gets accomplished, while some things will get ruined. We have to find a midpoint in March to create options, to create a diverse field, a new approach, possibilities. Remember, we have unlimited possibilities, because it becomes very difficult to be chained up to my way or the highway mentality. To continue on without change would be devastating. So we have to move forward. We have to have new ideas and bring them into manifestation. However, ask yourself this. Are you preventing new ideas from happening? As the truth comes out even more, new stories will unfold as we go through March and the rest of this year. And you may prevent them while holding on to the past. You'll want to be careful about that, especially if you have 28, 29 degrees in your chart with Capricorn, Cancer, Scorpio, or Taurus, who like stability and predictability. If you have those degrees, you will find it very difficult not to make change. For some of us, that will not be the case. Instead, we can allow the universe to give to us instead of giving to work too hard to manifest. In other words, you're not going to have to work hard to manifest. You're going to think it and it's going to happen. Almost like reinventing the wheel. We can stop over the next few years from doing what would be a waste of time by recognizing that now. Be aware of how you spend your time, what you are doing efficiently in your life. Now, you may already have done this as March begins, but if you are still processing this change, allow in some nice understanding about your time management. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have a lot more to tell you after our weekly cosmic tip. Let's take a break and we'll go on from here. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of February 27th through March 5th, 2023. February closes out its days with overflowing productivity, warm-hearted friendships, and romance. March has a lot of astrological zingers coming up, making it a busy, jam-packed month. Enjoy these few days of calm and harmony while you can. Just take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the flow. March may be complicated by shifting energies. Saturn moves into Pisces at the Virgo full moon on March 7th and continues into 2025. Think back to roughly 1994 through 96, the last time Saturn moved through Pisces. to see how you manufacture your life and put energy into your higher vision. Monday through Thursday are excellent days for getting things done, especially if you're working with a team. Monday promotes dynamic engagement, while Tuesday boosts work requiring focus and intellectual elbow grease. Wednesday, you could take on more than you can handle, leading you to exhaustion. Instead of socializing after work, go home, relax, recharge your batteries, and hit the sack early. Thursday, March 8th, is one of the best days of the year for everyone. Get out and enjoy the exhilaration of friendship and romance. If single, approach your dates with a spirit of fun and laughter. Avoid any awkward sentimentality, especially if it's a first date. If you are single, trust your natural instincts, because your choices will be spot on when choosing a new partner. Better put off critiques, pitches, and delicate negotiations on Friday, because clashes with others is possible. Best to wait until next week. Saturday's energy is bursting with love and excitement. Plan a daytime date so you can connect in a more surely manner. This energy continues into Sunday, making it a great day for exercise, getting into shape, and enjoying your favorite sport. By nighttime, you may want to turn in early to rest and recover from the weekend's active and enthusiastic energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you would like to call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. So we're continuing on talking about March and what these powerful planets are going to do to create lifelong changes around the world. Be aware of how you spend your time, what you are doing efficiently in your life. Now, you may already have done this in March, but you are still processing. Allow understanding to come into your time management. Why am I doing this, and is it worthwhile? Saturn is moving into Pisces from Aquarius and can be problematic with your time management. Saturn in Aquarius is much better with time management than Saturn in Pisces is. So take the time before March 8th, as we enter March, to bring into your life a new time management routine. Because Saturn at 29 degrees is very powerful and will help support you in these changes. Saturn in Pisces is different. Things get a lot deeper. Things become more spiritual, more etheric. We need to have more of a spiritual path progression, more acknowledgement of faith. That energy is what brings in magical and mystical moments. Both the Capricorn and Aquarius brought in the energy of logic and solutions and did not acknowledge faith and fate energies. There is such a thing as fate, and there is such a thing as karma. Saturn in Aquarius used a different part of the brain, logic and solutions, where Saturn in Pisces brings us to the spiritual, magical, and mystical part of the brain, the creativity, the higher levels, the higher vibration, the energy of the fourth and fifth dimensions. I suggest that you read my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, that I wrote in 2010, because I broke down specifically the third dimension, fourth dimension, and fifth dimension. You can't stop it. We're headed towards the fifth dimension. I think the book could give you some important information. This change that we have on March 8th of Saturn going into Pisces is going to give you light workers a lot. It's going to raise your vibration levels, bring you universal truth, natural law. It's going to finish out and remove from you any illusions, any false teachers, any false healing system, and any false beliefs. And you are going to be able to move up and move on. Have the courage to go through this. It's really a beautiful process. I'm safe. It's only change. This will bring you to a stronger spiritual connection. I'm going to say that again. This will bring you to a stronger spiritual connection, as well as giving the ability to manifest that way you need in the material world. I will speak more on both Saturn and Pluto, each one, and its coming effects on future shows. So I won't continue here. There's too much to say. But next week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, with the Virgo full moon and Saturn moving into Pisces, could be very powerful for you, as well as a stopping point. Stop. Put your hand up. Get the red sign out. And remove energies of an old belief system. A removal of the old context. And a realization of the new. And a shift. A devoted new focus on energy. Devoted. Devote yourself to the new energy. You're on a journey. And it's more grand than you have ever known before. Like, for example, being made aware of a new spiritual chakras. The new spiritual chakras hit me in the head in 2014. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like in the other levels. Actually, I was watching television with my girlfriend when the new spiritual chakras began to come into my body. So it's a new thought about the chakras and a new welcoming of the divine seals and how to work with them. So I wrote the book, The Ascension Workbook and the New Spiritual Chakras, and how to work with them. I made it for you. I also made, with Richard Shulman, the Grand Invocation, the new one. It's very, very powerful, and you can get it on my website, Working with the New Spiritual Chakras, plus the meditation, and I've created so that it's possible to call in the new energy and begin to work with healing energetically on a higher level. It is so different from anything you've ever learned before. It's interesting energy to work with. You can meet Mentor, a powerful new teacher from the ethers, in my workbook, in my other book, Unlimited Realities, Chapter 11. Unlimited Realities. I was talking before about your rebirth. Before we can experience rebirth, there has to be an ending. Death and endings, right? Are there things or people that you don't need in your life? Are you upkeeping, managing, or maintaining someone or something that is taking too much from you? Or not having a life of their own? Like the 35-year-old son that sits and watches television all day and smokes pot and refuses to go to work? Mother and son, husband, wife, parent, child. More like vampism, parasitic energy. Refusing to help themselves in any way. Too much alcohol, too much drugs, too much gambling. They pay more attention to what they can take and they don't give back. And these energies are an unequal exchange. You need to bring unequal exchanges of energy into balance. That also goes for being on the job and not being paid enough. That's an unequal energy. Make an adjustment. A more fair system for both yourself and the other person. And it will work out beautifully. You won't believe it. Your consciousness will change and their consciousness will change. Also, with Saturn, Pisces, and Pluto in Aquarius, people who are already struggling are really feeling drained. They feel like the blood is being sucked out of them. Someone who can never say no. Someone who can never put the brakes on, reduce things, and bring in a more balance and fairness into their life. Balance and fairness. The most important thing in 2023 is reduction. And not just that. Not just actually getting rid of things. But it's actually more spiritual than that. And anyone can end things. It's a minor manifestation of what you are truly dealing with. So you end the relationship. But why did you have the relationship in the first place and what attracted it to you? Try to get into a deeper place with this. It's not about cutting your budget or getting certain people out of your life. It goes deeper. Back to your childhood and past lives pain. It has to do with why you were attracted to a certain individual in their first place. What's the most important or vibrational need that led you to become invested with energy vampires, dishonest people, gangs, gangsters, unscrupulous people? Why did that happen to you? What impulse, magnet, desire, or vibration did we have in the first place? That needs attention. That's how we ascend, to manage this character defect, to remove it out of our system so that we can recalibrate, get back to balance, and ascend. This is so important. In order to facilitate that, we need more meditation, parasite detox, more time with yourself, realization of your blessing, and less desperation. Desperate or hopeless is the main emotion that calls in a parasitic or vampire energy. And it's even more than that. It's throwing your values to the wind. You become so low, so desperate, that you cease to care about the cause and effect of your actions. Believe me, Saturn and Pluto have no patience for that. The universe is being rather harsh right now. It's harsh in many ways. Not only with migrants coming across the border, but with the weather and the winter, and down in Australia, they're having flooding and fires. Remember, desperate people do desperate things, but are sure to be brought up short or meet some karma if they continue on the wrong path. Watch what happens in March. Most people know this. They know when they cross a spiritual line or cross over spiritual ethics or override moral authority. That will begin to be exposed right now. Crossing over the legalities of your religion, natural law, the commandments of your religion, the legalities of crossing over or abandoning your ancestral grid. Think about that in March. You should go back and look at some of your ancestors and see what and who you are a part of. It's very interesting and very important. I have said since mid-last year that March 2023 would be one of the most difficult months of the year. And there will be. The emotions that will be coming up, the tears that will be shed, the emotional feelings of, I don't love this person anymore, or I love this person so much, will step in one direction or the other. And we're going to find out a lot more about the practicality of it all and what's really happening when we come back from our break. It is time for our half-hour break. And William is going to sing Water, one of my favorite songs, because we're in March. And that is going to be a Pisces water month. Most of the planets are in water signs now. So let's enjoy his beautiful music. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Water, it's known by many names. Muslims call it Jal. The Hindus call it Pani. The Christians call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister, water, so humble. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the world. could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey or God.
Wasn't that beautiful? That's William Vitalis and Water. Nothing could be more true than that song. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. So let me ask you a question. Is March the worst month of the year? There is so much happening in the skies this turbulent month that we are about to enter on Wednesday. What can we expect? There is so much happening around the world, and it's puzzling that everyone and everything has to be a great big secret. Nobody seems to know what's really going on. We keep asking a lot of whys. Why this? Why that? Well, we're about to discover just why. Astrologically, many of the planets this month will be in Pisces, while they are transiting through the last portion of the zodiac, Pisces, to transcend, to go beyond. That's what's actually happening. This is the finale, the end. We will feel like the end, or that an answer is coming about things that we have been questioning for so long. Pisces is ending. It's the 12th house, the house of secrets. It's the ending of cycles. At the spring equinox, as the sun moves into Aries, we are starting a whole new cycle. When these two planetary moves, oh boy, are we? Jupiter is about to end its journey in Pisces, the third week in April. During this time, there will be so much closure, completions, and things coming to an end. All the things we have been questioning, Fauci and the pandemic, the Hunter Biden laptop, the open borders, our elections, our overspending, the Ohio train wreck, will begin to surface, to reappear, and the issues can be solved. Mars remains in Gemini, which represents communication and the media, until March 28th. Then it will move into Cancer, affecting the home. And then Jupiter moves out of Aries, which represents war and action, and into Taurus, which focuses on money and values in mid-May. And there's more on that later, because I have to do an entire show on how the money is going to change in May and what's going to be brought to us that will be real challenging. That's going to come another week, probably towards April. Beginning the week of March 12th through March 17th, there is going to be a lot that becomes visible. All of it will be shocking, because that's what's happening. Mars will be squaring the Sun, Neptune, and the Moon exact. So we will see facts that the world leaders have been hiding for us for years. World leaders all over the world. It's important that the public finds all this out, because we have been in the dark and lied to all these years. We have Mars squaring Mercury, the Sun, Saturn, and Neptune that are all in Pisces at this time. Saturn is in Pisces and will start gaining traction and movement, and towards the end of the month affects the United States chart. The third week of Mars, it also affects President Biden's chart. It's at a very concerning degree point, for sure. If you really want to see what's going on in the country, you have to get the chart's birth of the country, the day that it was formed, the day that they signed whatever declarations they needed to sign, as well as the chart of the leader of the country. You know, this is key, because if we started to follow astrology along with our world leaders and world events, we could really do some good predicting. Xi Jinping's chart is about to be activated in March as well. He's got problems coming. The anger comes out. Some of the threats that countries have made to each other will begin to manifest. Our position with the Ukraine, the Russian pipeline being blown up. There's more to this than meets the eye, and we're going to start seeing things exploding under this energy. There are sensitive places in the zodiac that are trigger points. And there's a few of them coming between the U.S. and China. In 2011, when the earthquake hit Japan, I was at sea. I was in the Pacific Ocean on the Intuition Cruise with Dane and Brinkley. I had predicted the earthquake with my New Year's prediction. It happened on March 11th, 2011. I say that because this is the year that I predicted a devastating earthquake. I say that because this year I predicted a devastating earthquake in the Middle East. And when I looked at it, it had the same energy as Japan. So I looked at Turkey and its leader, as I had looked at Japan and its leader in 2011. Had I looked at all the countries of the Mideast, I would have seen this would occur and occur in Turkey. And what I'm wondering, since we're doing so much with artificial intelligence, wouldn't it be great if we could do it for earth changes and find the spot where it might occur? My point is that you must look at the country's chart and the leader of the country's chart to see what's going on in the country, in the world. That can be very hard to do, but I bet we could really configure it for artificial intelligence We have to get better at this. But I'm tracking the U.S. and China right now, and I see something serious coming in the month of March this year. We won't get the truth from the media. We won't get the truth from the media. And maybe that's a good thing, because when they are defending this country, we don't have to know what's really going on and how they do it. However, there is going to be a lot going on as we go through this month. We have all these plans in Pisces, ending, bringing things to a head. They're coming up to be resolved and to be healed. Anything that's out of balance will be shown. Also, there is something going on in the sky. That's what the astrology says. This can deal with aircraft or aerospace or balloons. There's something going on with travel. You must be very cautious this month. Venus conjuncts the North Node on March 21st. And the planet Uranus is there, well, it's in Taurus. This deals with aircraft and earthquakes. This can be an area we will find to be more problematic in March. Dealing with air travel, dealing with what's in our airspace, and the UFOs coming in. We'll ask the question, why? Are they of this earth or not? We'll also have earthquakes and earth changes. Lots of water, lots of rain. Well, we have snow. That's like rain. We're not finished with the shakings of the earth. While we have Uranus and the North Node in Taurus, and that's one of the reasons we had this horrific earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Yes, it could have been prevented if someone was watching with the astrology. The next area I'm concerned with is Mexico City, and I will try to keep a close watch. I see mudslides in Mexico City. This is serious stuff, but we have been polarized as a world. We have been divided as countries and within the country, and we need an event that will bring people together. If we want the people to come together and to be at peace and not to destroy themselves or others, we will have to work together. I think part of the event that will help us come together is the train wreck in Ohio and the pollution and so much that will be poisonous in so many states. On March 7th, we have a full moon in Virgo, the sign of work. It's a great time to start a new business, to bring forward a health cure, or to begin a new project. On March 21st, we have a new moon in Aries. This is very important because it's the first day of the astrological new year. Aries starts the astrology chart, and it's right on the spring equinox this year. And Pluto moves into Aquarius, the sign of the future, on March 23rd, 2 days later. The energy that this is creating in the U.S. chart falls exactly on Washington, D.C., and it looks incredibly powerful at this time. Politically, it looks like there's going to be new hope and resolution coming about. Remember, this energy reflects for the entire year and not just March. It will reflect the open borders, the illicit drugs that have been pouring over the border, the problems looming from China, our distribution of goods, our infrastructure, as well as our overspending. All of this will be visible and become clear. Are you listening, Max? There's going to be action within the year. March 2023 to March 2024. There will be massive healings as things are set right. And it looks like all the troubles we've been going through, all the worries and upsets, will start to come to resolution. That's saying a lot. And I'm glad I can say it, because I did have an accident in Florida, and I am doing the best I can. I just hope you can understand everything I'm saying. But it is recorded, and you'll be able to hear it in the archives. Right now, there is so much confusion and division, and some of that will be beginning this coming March. This energy is going to explode into a place where there's going to have to be unity. We have all this energy in Pisces. Pisces is the most compassionate sign of the zodiac. It represents compassion, healing, healing of the emotions, because it's a water sign. And for all of you listeners out there, what you need to focus in on is not fear, but go within, look within. Remember that you still have the mind, and meditate. And that's when you will come to your peace. That's when you will find the energy of the other levels and find God. This is how you can affect the world in a most positive way. Additionally, I think there's going to be a new spiritual movement coming now because of all these Pisces planets. So, as we come to the end of tonight's program, make this month the month that you focus on becoming spiritually aware. And my book, Seeding and Nurturing, The Garden of Your Soul, can help you with that. It's on Amazon. Seeding and Nurturing, The Garden of Your Soul. Our next two, we have two more powerful months this year, September and December. And as you know, I'm walking you through the year, so you certainly will find out what's going on with them as we continue on Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I really thank you for listening. Now we're going to have a song by Elizabeth Hepburn called And Peace Begins. And we'll have the meditation and then our wonderful music from Richard Schulman. Thank you for listening again, and good night.
Tensions rise, a common ground.
Every day, when peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through. Without a sound, the battle's done, the war is won, and peace
breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. deeper and deeper, very gently, very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
BBS Radio TV. Original, powerful, engaging, life-changing programming. Our hosts know stuff.